Roydell, you get a better sense of the timetable for his return. I know he's out there doing his best, but it still looks like he's limping quite a bit.
Well, he's going to push himself through this, but he's on the practice field, and that's the most important thing. As far as when he's 100%, I mean, there's a chance he could play 100% by the weekend, so we'll just have to watch him. It's literally a day-to-day thing with him.
You guys took some extra precautionary time with Nick Harper. Was it worth the wait?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to do that. When you're talking about, mild concussions, then you're going to always take an extra few days. And based on the fact that it's preseason, we have the luxury of taking our time. So he cleared up fine and probably could have played last week. But it doesn't make sense to mess with that.
Good to get him back, though, on today.
Yeah, it did. It did because, we got, Chris is down with his shoulder and, Kerry is down, so the numbers were getting down. So it's good to get him back and back in rotation.
He had played if it had been regular season. Was he cleared up enough where he could have gone?
Yes, he would have.
Tempers flare up just a bit there today?
Yeah, they got heated up. We got a blitz period, and, it was full speed, and still training camp.
Yeah. Marquise Cole caught your eye at all. It seems like he's making sporadic plays, made that play in the preseason games well at the end. What is he doing?
He's making a lot of plays out here and making them on special teams, and he can run. He can really run, and he had two consecutive plays. They made the game-saving touchdown tackle, and then he came back the very next play and knocked the ball carrier out of bounds. And so it's good to see him make those kind of plays in, pressure situations at the end of the game.
I guess the Falcons said today they're going to play Matt Ryan the entire first half, some of the third quarter. Do you plan to do the same when it comes to Vince?
Well, playing time-wise, we're going to add to it, so I think you expect to see most of the starters in for the entire first half.
What do you see about Ryan? What type of quarterback do you think he's?
Well, he's making good decisions. He sees the field well. He knows where to go, and obviously he's picked up their offense quickly and has been productive. He's going to be a good quarterback.
How much different if Tully ends up playing opposite side this week for Bullock instead of Ford? How much difference is there?
It's really no different. He'll line up both sides in the nickel. He's been lining up both sides in practice. So, it's a lot less like the cornerback position where you can, if you're not careful, you can really become right-handed and left-handed at the cornerback position. That's why you see we try to, interchange our guys. The linebacker position is not nearly the same.